20 firefighters from California are headed to Australia to help exhausted firefighters there get a grip on the massive outbreak of fires that have ravaged parts of the continent. At least 25 people have died, thousands are homeless, millions of acres have burned, and about 24 people have been charged with arson. We're joined now by Angeles National Forest Fire Chief Robert Garcia, who is overseeing this group of California volunteers on this global firefighting effort. Welcome, Chief.
Oh, yes. Hello.
So about 100 firefighters throughout the United States have traveled over the last month to assist in this ongoing battle. And your team is especially adept. Many of them were part of the firefighting efforts of the Saddle Ridge Fire last October. Tell me more about the team that's there right now.
Oh, that's correct. They are all local members from the local unit here on the Angeles National Forest. They come from a number of different modules, as we call them, or crew types, meaning some of them come off of engine crews, hotshot crews, helitech crews, and other positions. They are all very experienced. The group is comprised of personnel from different levels of the organization, meaning different rank positions, and they are all highly skilled and highly experienced fighting fire across the United States, particularly here in Southern California.
This was in many ways a return of a favor. Australian firefighters had come to California to assist as well, correct?
That's correct. We've maintained this international exchange with the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Interior for many years. About 15 years ago in California is when we saw the Australians assisting us here locally and more recent years throughout the country and fires throughout the United States. So our firefighters have worked alongside with firefighters from other countries for many years.
Where in Australia will your team be stationed and how will they be assisting?
They arrived actually early this morning in Melbourne. They'll receive a briefing there to get kind of oriented to the situation at hand, as well as kind of the lay of the land, if you will, the organizational structure, and then they'll get some orientation on the specialty tools and equipment and apparatus that they'll be assigned to. So they'll get at least a day or two of orientation and some rapid training and team building with the unit they'll be assigned with. And at that point, situation will kind of dictate where they get specifically deployed to.
One of the most striking things about these fires in Australia is that they're expected to burn for months. How long is your team planning to stay there? And do you envision more crews from California going there to assist?
This particular group will be deploying for 35 days. This is a part of a national effort out of the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, which is a collaboration between the United States Forest Service and the Department of Interior agencies, Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Indian Affairs, as a national coordinated effort. So they would make the request to any local units such as the Angeles to fill specific needs.
Your team, they're professionals. They've been at this for a long time as well. They probably were eager to go over there to assist the folks in Australia. But I can imagine their family and friends were also probably feeling a little bit perhaps concerned while also proud that they're headed there. Did your guys talk at all about that before they left?
Just as you described, quite a mix of emotions. There's excitement to go to a new place and a lot of uncertainty. You know, obviously a 30-day type of assignment is a long time to be away from home, family, friends, things like that. So, there's a tremendous mix of emotions. People were selected for this assignment are honored to be able to go and assist, and so it's just just an interesting time for them as they kind of deal with trying to prepare the best they can, try to prepare and leave their family with peace of mind and do their best to represent the United States and the U.S. Forest Service.
You've been at this for a long time. As you mentioned, we've had devastating fires here in California. As you look across to what's happening in Australia, I just know your heart has to go out to them.
Yeah, it's definitely a part of the equation here. We spent some time looking at the technical aspects of what our crews will be facing and, the organizational things there, the terrain, fuels, topography, but there's also been a tremendous amount of focus from our firefighters and from us here supporting them on really what the Australians are going through. The impact of wildfire is far more reaching than those eminently impacted, whether it's structures, but you know, how it impacts society, whether it's transportation routes, whether it's water storage, the toll on wildlife, just a major disruption to the way of life. And it's something we see here in Southern California, but throughout the Western United States as wildfire, you know, the intensity of fire season, you know, it's got a far more reaching impact than just those directly involved.
That's the Angeles National Forest Fire Chief, Robert Garcia, who is overseeing a group of California volunteers in Australia to assist in firefighting efforts. Chief, thank you for your time.
Thank you. And our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Australia.